السلام عليك يا أبو عبد الله.
Blood Venture. The season of free-heartedness. What is this place called? Some replied, Akkar. Imam Hussein said, Oh God, I seek refuge to you from Akkar. He asked its name again, whereas they said, Karbala. Tears gathered in the eyes of the Prophet's son, who said, Karbala is a place of agony. Salama informed me, Gabriel approached the Prophet while you were with me. You cried. The Prophet said, Let go of my son, which I did. The Prophet then laid you on his lap. Gabriel asked, Do you love him? He replied, Yes. Gabriel said, Your people will kill him, and I can show you the earth of that place if you'd like. Then Gabriel stretched out his wings towards Karbala and showed its land to the Prophet. Hussein then smelt the earth and said, By God, this is the same earth about which Gabriel informed the Prophet, and I will be killed on this very land. I have talked a lot about this section of insight the past year, and even before it. Others have also spoken a lot about it. I've even seen some of the youth doing good work on it. One must acquire insight. What does it mean to acquire insight? And how is one to acquire it? The insight which is necessary in various incidents, also as insisted on by narrations and the words of the Commander of the Believer, is to reflect on which happens in one's surroundings and presence. It is to try not to pass by the incidents in a superficial and amateur manner. It is to reflect. It is to do ittibar, as stated by the Commander of the Believers himself. The following is from the Sermon 153 of the Commander of Believers in Nahjul Balagha. Insightful is one who hears, who doesn't close his ears on sounds, and reflects after having heard. It's not possible to reject or accept that which is heard per se. One must think. Nadhara means to look. It means not to close one's eyes. The lack of many who slipped was in moments of blindness. By not looking, by closing their eyes on clear matters, one must look. And when looking, one will then see. There are many times that we aren't even prepared to look at things. If we want to acquire insight, then we have to open our eyes and see. It isn't difficult to acquire insight. Everyone is capable of acquiring it. Young Muslims must prepare themselves, gear themselves up, trust in God and in their path towards development. Ask God for aid and go forth with insight. God willing, you will reach all the ideals and wishes that this revolution and Islam have depicted. Hur Riyahi grabbed for the bridle of his horse and asked one of his tribesmen, Have you watered your horse? The tribesman said no, thinking that Hur was after an excuse to avoid joining the war. Hur mounted the horse with the pretension of wanting to water it and slowly rode away from the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd. One of Umar ibn Sa'd's forces asked, What are you up to, whore? Do you plan to attack Hussein's camp? He didn't answer him. He acted in a strange manner and his body was shaking. The same soldier said, I'd never seen you fearing and shaking in war. By God, if I'd be asked about the most courageous man in Kufa, I would have mentioned you. Why are you acting like this? Hur said, I see myself between paradise and hellfire. And by God, even if I'm cut to pieces and burnt, I will not trade anything for paradise. He then galloped away towards the small forces of Imam Hussein and towards paradise.